Chapter 47. Now Vespasianus had gone to visit Agrippa's kingdom. For the king had invited him to come with the double objective of entertaining the commander in his army with all the wealth of his household, and of using their aid to quell the disorders within his government. So leaving Caesarea by the sea, Vespasianus traveled to the other Caesarea, called Caesarea Philippi. Indeed, there, for 20 days, he rested his army, and he himself feasted and rendered thanksgiving to God for the successes which he had obtained. Therefore, now that I was under Roman custody, it was a proper time for all of the Tiberians, no longer having anything to fear from me, to discard their weapons and to align themselves with the king and the Romans, in order to clearly show that it was not their own free will, but instead under compulsion that they had fallen into war against them. But they did not. And even while I was being besieged in Yodfat, the seditious Tiberians had killed 185 of their own citizens. Now as soon as Vespasianus received a message stating that Tiberias was disaffect, but that Tarichaea had already revolted, both cities being part of Agrippa's kingdom, he thought that now was the time to march out against these rebels, in pursuance of his fixed intention of crushing the Judeans wherever they rose, and also to oblige Agrippa and to repay his hospitality by recalling these cities of his to their allegiance. So he sent his son, Titus, to Caesarea to fetch the army quartered there, that he might march them to Scuthopolis, the largest city of the 10 cities and in the vicinity of Tiberias. And there, Vespasianus proceeded to receive his son. And then, advancing with 3 legions, he encamped 30 stadia from Tiberias, at a station called Cinabra, which was well within the view of the revolutionaries. Now from there, he sent the Decurion, Valerianus, with 50 cavalry to make peaceful proposals to the citizens and to urge them to make a treaty. For he had heard that overall the populace indeed desired peace, but were overruled and had been driven into waging war by some of the seditious individuals. Now Valerianus advanced on horseback. On approaching the wall, he both dismounted and directed his troops to do the same, in order to prevent any suspicion that they had come to fire projectiles. Before any parley had taken place, the powerful men of the sedition sallied out in arms to meet them. Now their commander was a man named Yeshua, the boy of Shaphat, the ringleader of this band of brigands. But Valerianus thought that regardless of the certainty of a victory, it was imprudent to fight them in defiance of his general's commands. And moreover, that it was dangerous to face a large army equipped for battle with only a small and unprepared force. And he was taken aback by the unexpected boldness of the Judeans. So he fled on foot, with five of his companions likewise abandoning their horses. Yeshua's party brought back these horses to the city in triumph, rejoicing as if they had taken them in a battle and not by a surprise attack. Dreading the consequences of this incident, the aged and its more respected of the populace indeed fled to the Roman encampment. Now, after obtaining the king's support, they threw themselves down before Vespasianus, entreating him not to disregard them, nor to impute the madness of a few to the whole city, but to spare a populace who had always had a friendly mind toward the Romans, and to bring retribution upon those who were responsible for the revolt, under whose power they themselves had been kept to this day, though they had been long desirous to give them their right hands in security. The general, though angered at the whole city on account of the captured horses, complied with the king's entreaties, for he saw that Agrippa was seriously concerned about the city. Now, they accepted their right hands in pledge. At this, Yeshua's party, thinking themselves no longer safe at Tiberias, cast aside their weapons out of fear and fled to Tarichaea. And the next day, Vespasianus sent Traianus forward to the mountain summit to discover whether the whole multitude was peaceably disposed. Now, as soon as he was assured that the populace was of one mind with the petitioners, he then advanced with his force to the city. Now, when he had arrived, the citizens both opened their gates to him and went out to meet him with acclamations and hailed him as savior and benefactor. But since the soldiers were incommoded by the narrowness of the entrances, Vespasianus directed for a part of the south wall to be broken down. And so, opened a broad passage for his soldiers. However, in order to show favor to the king, he transmitted a message to them, ordering them to abstain from rapine and wanton violence. Also, for the same reason, he spared the walls after receiving a guarantee from Agrippa for the future loyalty of the inhabitants. So by these means, he revived a city which had been sorely afflicted by the sedition.